self-control. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 to 27. Here, Paul speaks in terms of fighting in a boxing match, as in the Olympic Games, but notice who the opponent is. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. The opponent is in our own selves. It is what Paul terms elsewhere the body of sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and the body of this death, Romans chapter 7, verse 24. It is our own sinful nature. Hence, we are told to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Paul also recognized that it would be possible for him to become a castaway if he did not keep his body under control. It is often claimed that once a person accepts Jesus as their Lord, that they are irrevocably saved and that there is nothing that can change that situation. But this is not so, for Messiah himself taught that in the day of judgment, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. According to Jesus, then, even some who recognize him as Lord will be rejected. Jude describes them as these be they that separate themselves. Jude chapter 1, verse 19. But following the example of Paul, we must contend against our mortal flesh, lest we become separated also. Hence, Peter also instructs us to give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. If we are diligent and faithful to the Lord, then the promise will be sure. Romans chapter 4, verse 16, to us. But if we depart from the way of life, then we will remain in the congregation of the dead, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16, having no hope. It's essential to find and obey the truth. By Brother Christopher Maddox.